enjoy a good squeeze.
So we're back talking about movie posters. Previously on a mini mission, we discussed the posters of Dr. No from the book James Bond, 50 Years of Movie Posters. So if you have that book, follow along. If not, check it out on the Instagram. I'll be sharing the images there, but don't look at pictures while you drive. So Margo,
park your car, pull over now, pull over.
It's a cardigan, but thanks for noticing. That's a different movie. That's not the one we're talking about today. We're talking about From Russia with Love movie posters. Now, Margo, you're a graphic designer.
Yeah. How'd you know? I'm a graphic designer.
Well, I listened to A Good Squeeze, so I knew you were a graphic designer. Did you know that?
You met me for 2 seconds.
Yeah. But Margo's going to give her thoughts, her opinions, her feelings, her expertise. And did I say opinion? Well, she's going to give her opinion on the posters of From Russia with Love. Now, there's a little blurb. I was going to read that for your listening pleasure.
Read part of it.
Just part of it?
Yeah, like intro and conclusion.
I'm going to read the first paragraph and the last paragraph.
Yeah. Okay.
Why? Why not the whole thing?
Because they can read it if they want to. Buy the book. Read it. What am I, your mom? Like, you know, is it bedtime?
The Bond producers were quick to follow up the international success of Dr. No, deciding not to mess with a winning formula. The teaser poster for the new film, see page 32, From Russia with Love, confidently echoes the iconography and minimalist style of Dr. No. The tagline, James Bond is back, is all that is needed to whet audience appetites. If I skip down to the last paragraph, international posters tended to reuse Frattini's distinct image of Bond, aware that Bond bandwagon was now rolling. Even the frenetic Japanese photo montage poster employed a similar Bond pose.
So what we're hearing is that they're tapping into all the rage, but maintaining the consistency. The idea is keep it recognizable, make people understand that they are going to be in for another movie of the franchise, mm-hmm. essentially.
So what we're looking at right now is the UK Quad, designed by Eddie Paul.
Cool. Do you have any first thoughts?
Well, right out the gate, there's a lot of empty space.
It feels like It feels like the space is not being used very well. Why are the women who are fighting on the... Oh, it looks like they're laying down, but they're not. The women are fighting, but it looks like one's laying down, but they're not laying down. It's weird. And then the text is butted up right against her face or her hair, starring Sean Connery as James Bond. They could have played with the type better. When you have like that empty space with the J, it creates a weird alignment illusion. It kind of makes it look like it's not aligned. So I wonder if, the spacing between the words is just ridiculous. Not the kerning. Kerning's good. The letting or leading. I don't know. Everybody says it different. Or the people I hang out with say it different. This is fascinating stuff. Okay, so it's kind of messy. Now, I love the whole like hand-illustrated feel to it. And yeah. I feel like with that, you just can't go wrong. What kind of sucks is they're kind of relying on that. I like the blue bar at the bottom with like all the information. Yeah, you just see Daniela Bianchi. Saltzman, Broccoli, Eon Productions, Young, whoever that is. You know, the right names are being projected, but also, you know, feel like James Bond is back. It's the same height, is the same size as Sean Connery, James Bond. So I guess, no, but that doesn't make sense. Because, and also, the eye reads from from left to right. So, you know, I'm starting up here, and then my eye goes down to Sean Connery as James Bond. James Bond is back. This feels redundant. Excuse me. The logo isn't really established yet. Still kind of different from Dr. No. The Harry Saltzman, Albert R. Broccoli present within James Bond is really, really cool. Present Ian Fleming's From Russia with Love. They could have made this bigger. They could have made this, like, I want to say a full third, two-thirds of the page, maybe. It really made it more so the focal point. And then take the busy stuff, like the belly dancer and the lady and, you know, the... Oh, my God, there's so much going on. What is this? Moscow? Freaking St. Petersburg? Istanbul? Whatever. You got people just waiting in line. No, a train. Oh, my, there's so much. No, hold on.
There's people waiting
There's in a line. Train and a helicopter and a car that's like, oh, the car's not working. So I get what they're trying to do is they're trying to show, like, all the action. But it's so small. It's so small. How am I supposed to know what's happening there unless I really hone in? And I'm not stopping and watching. Looking at the poster for more than maybe 10 seconds, typically. I mean, you know, if you're the guy who's like, I do and stop and say, you're not the one that we're taking into consideration when we are designing posters. You are not, the exception to the rule is not who we are designing for. We are designing for the most popular way that somebody interacts with something. If I make a social media post and I know for a fact people scroll like they're playing, I don't know, curling, I don't know, something where you throw things really quickly, or they're just dealing cards with their social media posts. They're not even looking at them. You got 3 seconds, and you tell me, like, well, I look at every single one of them for 5 seconds. I'm like, I don't care. You are the exception of the rule. It's not who I designed for. Anyways, from our show with love. So, tiny little action scene in the corner, top left corner. Not good. Very distracting, adds a mess of something. Now, also, there is a page break for us because we are looking at it opened up, so that kind of breaks it up. But it almost highlights the disconnectedness between every single aspect of this poster. Sean Connery's pose is so cool. It's so cool, and it is completely taken away from all the blunder that's going back there. Now, they could have just organized it better. They just kind of threw things in. There's all this, like, there's a wonderful frame that lady with
Tatiana,
thank you. Mm-hmm. Her boobs look like her butt. Anyways, her legs are creating the perfect frame, and they're not using it. That's crazy to me. It's suctioning off the poster so well, it's almost guiding your eye, and there's this, like, big white space, and, like, the text is kind of crooked, but not crooked enough to look intentional. But then it is intentional, because it's crooked, and it's, oh, it's lined up with the rest, the Harry Saltzman, and this and that. But that's not intentional enough, because then that is sectioned off into James Bond. They should have moved that over. This is crazy. It is a good poster at first glance, but then when you're looking at it, oh my god, there are so many edits. I have so many notes. yeah, this would have not passed that first round of edits, for sure. That's okay, because who am I? You know, I'm just... I'm talking in a mini mic in my living room, having a good time with my husband. This guy is, a wealthy, probably millionaire. So, it's all right. It's not great, but it's good. It's dynamic. It's not great, and it's not good, to be honest. But it is very much a first glance, it's good, which is what you want, in theory. I don't think anyone should ever just rely on that, where it's like, it's cool, no one's looking at it, so it's okay if it looks like trash. No, you should just make it look good.
Now, you agree that the imagery in here is good.
It's really just good.
Its placement
The placement is atrocious, and it completely takes away from the value of it. That's the thing. Mm-hmm. Like, you could have put Tatiana in the top right corner where her legs are kind of pointing out, or even just flip the image. It's fine if she's facing the other way. That's okay. Move. Just get rid of the Istanbul and the train and the person and the this and the that. Just get rid of that. Or put it in the bottom right corner and kind of anchor it because it's on the ground. So I don't know what you would bring it up in the sky. Just keep it on the ground. Take Tatiana, flip her over. Already the eye, her legs point to James Bond. We're going to take these fighting ladies. We're going to get rid of them because they had nothing. They don't tell me anything about the story. I get it. It's like, ooh, what are these women doing? So I guess if you have to have it in there.
Maybe put in the right with, like you're saying, put the helicopter and all the action-y stuff in the bottom right.
But like, you know there. What they could have done is starring Sean Connery as James Bond 007 is straighten that up, nest it in the top bottom right corner. So it's so it's nice and aligned with the actual frame. And that the rag is essentially the shape that the end of each sentence creates within the paragraph. I don't know if that made any sense. Did that make sense? If too bad. Google rag graphic design. Like it creates like a nice little slope. The Sean Connery James Bond 007, that's the rag. And then you can flip the image. And then you have, so the text is right here in the corner, nested nicely. And then the image of the two women fighting, again, framed by, not even necessarily framed by her, by Tatiana's legs. No, they would be framed by Tatiana's legs at that point, because then her leg would be coming down like this. And then you flip the image and then it would nest nicely with the text, her head kind of sticking out like that down under James, especially if you make it a little bit bigger. Haha, Margot's catchphrase, make it bigger. Then it would also nest, it would line up well with Sean Connery's pose, and then you just scoot him over just a little bit, blow him up a little bit more. You can bring his waist down a little bit just so there's more room. Put the belly dancer, in the background, have fun with it. Just make it better. It's really the best thing, I guess. And then why is James Bond is back? Why doesn't it line up with the angle of the gun? That doesn't make any sense to me. You know, the gun is at such a specific angle. Why wouldn't you play with how your eye is moving? There's a lot of, you know, there's a road, but there's a lot of stop signs on this road. And they're not predictable, and they're very abrupt, and they're kind of popping out of nowhere. And that's kind of how I feel about it. It's a very lovely road from far away. You're like, oh my gosh, can't wait to drive on this road. And then you go down it, and you're like, why am I hitting every red light? This is how it feels.
Before we move on, maybe in reading this little area, it will explain the madness.
Let me read.
You want to read?
The UK quad, designed by prolific British designer Eddie Paul and painted by the brilliant Italian-born poster artist Renato Frattini, is one of the most successful and sophisticated-looking Bond movie posters. Okay. All right. Yes, iconic, I understand. I understand there's a history to it, but I'm going into this blind. I'm going into this as if, like, a classmate gave this to me and was like, what do you think? Reading from left to right, the eye moves from the figure of Tatiana Romanova. No, it doesn't. Posing seductively in a negligee to the Saturnine, wicked-looking image of Bond himself. No, it doesn't. She's facing the other way, and your eye is actually not guided that way. Blah, blah, blah. A superb artwork of the gyrating belly dancer. Sure, in the not where your eye is supposed to be. Okay. Completes the atmosphere of exotic sensuality and adventure conjured up by the poster, and the white background really drives it home. As a provocative bonus, Frattini adds a sketch of gypsy girls, Vita and Zora, fighting. Yep, this references one of the film's most controversial scenes. Okay, then why is it teeny tiny in the bottom left corner? Okay. An indication of the Bond franchise's desire to be at the cutting edge of what was acceptable in an action film in the increasingly liberated mood of the early 1960s. Cool. No, I get that. I think what they say they want to do, they should have done, and they didn't, unfortunately. The whole effect is more self-confident than the UK Dr. No campaign. Okay. The producers, don't talk like that, you know? The producers are aware that the audience now knows what to expect from a Bond film. The hook is in with Dr. No. What? The hook is in with Dr. No. Where's Dr. No on the poster?
It was in the previous pages, right? The very first
Dr. But it's not on a... Oh, okay, wait. Oh, gotcha. They hooked them with Dr. No. I thought they put a Dr. No on the poster. I'm like, no, they didn't. The beautiful, stylish poster from Russia with Love now makes the second Bond film a must-see. That's very true. That's true. Here's the thing. It's just beautiful pieces that were not put together well. It's like you gave me a couple of Van Goghs and Rembrandts and you kind of just threw them on the floor. And I'm like, why did you do that? By contrast, the U.S. poster campaign, see page 3435, adopts a more information-based approach. You know me, I like that. Telling the audience about the film. Well, I don't like that. educating it about the character with the express aim of adding big numbers to the figure of 69,000 people who, according to one poster, had previously gone to see Dr. No from Russia with Love. Eventually ended. What? Oh, there's a period there. Okay. If you're going to do Dr. Dot, No. Dot, maybe give me a heads up or a paragraph break. That might help. All right. According to one poster, had previously gone to see Dr. No, period. From Russia with Love. It's all italicized too, which drives me crazy. All right. Eventually ended up selling nearly 27 million tickets, roughly 8 million more than Dr. No. Congratulations. That's amazing. Your poster's not good. And that's okay.
Maybe they'll refine it as we go along.
Yeah.
So this next one is an unused
poster. I sound angry. I'm not actually angry.
I was like, what did I do?
It's James Bond again. Well, there he is. It's James Bond again. Does not look like James Bond. It looks like a ghostly Boris Karloff version of James Bond.
It does a little bit.
Look at that.
Yeah, I like the concept of this poster, this unused UK poster. However, yes, that does not looks like James Bond's uncle.
It does. I like the idea of the women floating around him. I think there's a lot more. Like, look how their little bodies are nesting with the text.
Mm-hmm.
That's perfect. Sean Connery is James Bond. James Bond is red. It's on Sean Connery's tux. The as, they compensated with a little, not too much of a stroke. You know how I feel about a stroke, but like just a little bit so that it still pops out. But Sean Connery has James Bond. He's transformed. He's James Bond. And also Daniela Bianchi. Oh, did they miss, what's her name? Bianchi or Bianchi?
Bianchi.
Oh, well, they misspelled it.
Oh, they did, didn't they?
Let's see. Wow. Wait, hold on.
It's Bianchi, yeah.
It says Bianchi on the unused poster concept, but it's supposed to be Bianchi, hence the unused.
Yes.
So here we are. Does it even say anything about that on the description? No, certainly doesn't. All right, good job, editors. It's James Bond again. Ian Fleming's From Russia with Love. It's perfect. I do like this a lot more, except for the fact that Sean Connery looks like he's been drained of blood. But
what's going on this page?
All right, messy, my goodness.
This one's
dynamic. It's ripped.
I was
like, yeah, so unused poster concept. We are on page 31. Follow along with us. James Bond is back from Russia with Love.
Sean Connery
as James Bond, 007.
I'm just saying, it actually looks like him now.
It does, yeah. Kind of looks like Kyle Barbeau. No, it doesn't. Sorry. what were they going to say? It's messy. There's a lot going on. It looks like two separate posters that they kind of put together. I see what they were trying to do. You know what's funny? The quality of the illustrations I don't like, but the layout I like more than the first poster. The first poster that we talked about that I got very angry about was, I love the illustrations. I do love the illustrations. It's just the typesetting is terrible. And the layout is awful. There's no grid.
We'll come to see that on that very first poster, that Sean Connery pose is classic, iconic. Mm-hmm. It's used to this day.
Yep.
And I'm sure we're going to see it more in these other concepts from these other countries.
Another unused one. I see why.
That's Jack Nicholson.
That's right. Jack Nicholson from Batman. Batman.
Yeah, the bottom right on page 31. That's Jack Nicholson's Joker's James Bond.
I assume Daniela Bianchi was in top left corner, but it seems to have been ripped and or damaged.
Mm.
I assume she was in there, because if she's not...
Her image, yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah, her image, because if she's not, then that... Mm.
See what's
no,
next.
Oh, how fun. Classic, Bond simple. James Bond is back. 007. Great.
Yeah, back.
That's it.
Page 32
UK
now.
Double Crown. This deliberately minimalist arresting poster employs an early version of the Bond logo. I think that's cool. Honestly, it's a teaser. They got nothing to lose, so might as well.
I like how there's two bullet shells.
Because he went bang bang.
Or actually, they're not even bullet shells. They're just bullets.
That's right. He didn't put them in yet. As we know now, thanks to the Yinz boys teaching us about the nuances of
cartridges.
James Bond is back. Bring it down. Little bit, bring it in, like, so you got more padding on the sides, and like there's all this empty space at the bottom there. Yeah. Just bring it, center it a little bit, or make it more intentional, rule of thirds, you know, something like that.
Same with the next one.
Yeah.
This one's just
words. I like it. I mean, it's simple. It's I got nothing to say about it. I can't. Oh, well, I don't love that there's just an A after love. So we are on the UK Double Crown, the second poster there. Harry Saltzman and Albert R. Broccoli present Ian Fleming's From Russia with Love. And then there's just a lowercase A. Or an uppercase A that's teeny tiny right after love. Just very small.
Is that like an association thing maybe? Or a trademark?
Oh, maybe. But copyright? It's low. I've never seen that before.
Yeah, that looks like a misprint.
You know what? And they fooled me. I didn't notice it that first time around. Yeah, simple, classic. I like Sean Connery as James Bond. Yeah, Technicolor. Release through United Artists, great. Love it. Very simple.
Now we're on la to la. Page 34. Now we're talking.
What is this? The U.S. one sheet, of course. Meet James Bond, Secret Agent 007. Bad. His new incredible women. His new incredible enemies. His new incredible adventures. Ooh la la. One, two, three things. Harry Saltzman and Albert R. Broccoli. And Ian Fleming's From Russia with Love. Okay. They kind of took a different approach with the type there. This takes away the romanticism. This makes it seem very, look, he's dealing with the communists now. Like, red and white. Now you've got the seductive women. It kind of goes with, you know, what they're saying. His new incredible women, and it's the women at the top. His new incredible enemies, and it's the guy he's fighting. His new incredible adventures, and it's him doing adventure stuff. And one thing that I've never been a fan of is like all the jumbled up type at the bottom of a poster. Most posters do this, especially in the United States.
Are you talking like the like
also starring Pedro blah, 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 and introducing and the orchestra by, you know, like all that stuff is just kind of it creates a mess, an unnecessary mess of like it's like if you just drop some yarn, you know, at the bottom of something and you're like, "Oh, just ravel it up." And they're like, "No, leave it." And you're like, "That's all right." Next is the other one sheet. This is a lot of exposition, a lot of reading. It's neat and it's organized, but this feels more like a flyer, not so much a poster. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, here's what this movie's about. Here, take. We're showing this movie. Here, it's an event. Like, this doesn't feel like. Yeah, to be honest, I like the UK one better. Also, that doesn't look like James Bond in that first one.
I had to like lean up and look at it. I'm like, that looks like Sean Connery with a toupee that's not his.
Yeah, he's dressed like Cary Grant, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of exposition. Not a fan. What do they say? United Artists Marketing Chief David Chasman's design opted for banner headlines, a sketch of Bond, and a photo montage of movie scenes to give as much intriguing information as possible about the film. Yeah. It's not dynamic. It's kind of just telling you what you should know. And, I mean, you know, if it works, it works. But done, next done. That's fun. One.
This is on page.
This feels North by Northwest.
36 here.
This feels very all eyes on him. Everyone's out to get him. Oh, look at that. And I didn't even, it achieved what I thought it was supposed to do. Or like what I was saying.
Without reading it.
Blast him, seduce him, bomb him, strangle him. It did. I was like, oh, it's all about him. It's all about him. I didn't even have to read. Look. Oh, they're so. That's target good. Target
the unkillable James Bond.
That is good. That's good stuff. Good design.
Yeah, I like this one the most so far.
I agree. This is a very, very good one. I like that it creates more of that dynamic feel of a James Bond movie. It's not just telling you what you should do. It's like, here's what's going to happen. It's about him. It makes it more about him, not about the movie, which I like. Even the jumbled up mess of yarn that is the type at the bottom of the poster is fine. And then we're looking at the lobby cards. Lobby cards are fun. You can kind of do whatever you want with them.
Mm-hmm. I like the idea of a lobby card.
I agree. What were their function? Pink tinted. Not suitable for general audience. For general exhibition. Oh, that's why. Okay. Pink is because they're having intercourse. The boats aren't, though. I don't know why, anyways. It's cool. What is the function of a lobby card?
Just a form of advertisement. Like, you share it out, and it just kind of, it's a tool to show, like, what you can see in the movie. Like, think now, we got social media, we got posts, we get reels and things you share out like that.
You don't have to put in a social media context for me. I'm not 12. Like, I'm joking. It's the, no, you know when like someone who's a little bit older than you is like, you're like, oh, what is this? Like, it's a book. And you're like, no, I know that. I'm asking you what, you know. So, yeah, I didn't know if they like put them out in specific lobbies or anything.
I don't know.
You're like, Margo, these paper is like social media, but in the real world.
You need to lie down.
I do. I need a nap. Graphic design makes me angry. Are we in Italy now? I think we are. We're looking at the Italian poster. And that looks fun.
As you yawn.
I'm tired. I'm sorry. I'm like smacking you and laughing at you and yelling at you.
Yeah, the Italian one's okay. There's a lot going on there. I do like the hand-drawn aspect to it once more. Yeah, the various
colors. There's just so much. It's so many words.
I think there's too many colors and too many like focal points. And then the wording does get a little lost.
I changed the title a 007 dalla Russia con amore. It's 2007 from Russia with love. Mm. Because, you know, they would be like, but who's it to? We know who it's from.
Yeah, the other
one. The
ones.
French one. Let's see. Oh, it's Bon baiser de Russie means like kisses from Russia. Like XOXO. That's funny. XOXO Russia is. That's pretty good. Yeah, it's. The text is a little. It looks like it's like the ink is running. Oh, that's probably because they painted over it.
Mm.
Yeah, you can tell the parts that are... Sorry. The parts that are, like, right on the watercolor text is probably just, like, the ink running. That's interesting. I wonder. But I love the hand-drawn aspect to it. And I like that the French use the iconic.
Yeah, I was just going to say there, once again, is that iconic image that we're going to see more of.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
What else have we got?
The French quad.
XOXO Russia.
Even better. Ooh, that one down there. What's that? On the far right, the Spanish. That's what I'm talking about.
Mm. They love their their little skulls.
Oh, yeah. That's
right. Those little skulls always find a way. That's, look at the head of the gypsy lady is nesting within the elbow of Sean Connery. You've got Tatiana at the top, even though she's facing away from him, she's giving enough of that seduction, and her hair kind of, you know, guides your eye in the right direction.
Her shoulder.
Everything works. Yep. And then you've got the action at the top, Istanbul in the background.
With the helicopter propeller pointing you back to the center.
Parallel with the gun, also, I'd like to point out. You got Sean Connery in the action scenes on one side, and you got the women on the other. I think this is an excellent, excellent poster.
Mm-hmm.
And they incorporate all the text within his body, and that's good. Because then you can just focus on the forefront, on the foreground, and then on the background. There's two very different intentions with it. But then Sean Connery's face and gun and everything is like the bridge between the two, which is really nice. This is a great poster. I love it.
I think that's the best one so
far. I agree.
What's next?
The French one is... that weird, like, ghostly Russian man looking at him behind us.
He's not Russian.
So a little much for me.
That's Red Grant.
Woohoo! The Japanese ones are always great because they have the best typography. Now, here's the thing. Again, I'm biased because I can't read kanji or any of the Japanese text in general. So I don't know if this is good typesetting. Because to me, it's like shapes and it's images and it feels like an added illustration. So it works for me. But in terms of legibility, I don't know if it accomplishes what it's supposed to do.
Mm.
For example, there's like that light blue text on like the dark or on the gray gradient right there. On the Japanese reissue.
Page 44.
I can't really read that. I can't read it in general, but I can't make out the shapes too well, so I assume it would be more difficult to read. Now, I like how they blew up Sean Connery's face to be bigger. The gun creates like a nice line. It divides the page really well. I think it's interesting that they put him in that woman's mouth.
There's that scene in From Russia with Love, if you recall, where They have to get that guy who's crawling his escape hatches out of a building where the mouth is like a window.
Oh yeah.
So okay. that's a callback to that.
I think that's weird knowing you assume they haven't seen the movie yet.
Fair.
That feels odd. Yeah, you'd be that like,
why
like,
is that? Why is that giant woman eating that man?
I would assume to me it seems like they just put him. They superimposed him, which is essentially what they did. Yeah. Right? Yeah. So, I like that From Russia with Love in English is very small, but I assume it's big and at the bottom there.
And I like how she's laying on.
Oh yeah, she's laying with the text. That's very good. So I can't. I'm not a very good judge of are the Japanese posters good, because at the end of the day, legibility is incredibly important. And if you can't read, like I like how the text is set
in
the logo, the 007 gun, and I like that there is like the use of that logo. But I wouldn't know. Does it feel crowded? Does that feel awkward? Like, you know, how does kerning work?
Yeah, how you're being critical on the other posters because you're able to make that distinction here.
Yeah, yeah. The photos also just kind of all look very, they all have a halo around them, which is not good. You don't want that because it really separates the images. So this poster's not great.
How about this one to the right on page 45?
It's a little messy. I don't know. It just seems like Japanese one sheet.
You know, at first glance, that one reads to me like a calendar.
Oh, it does. Yeah, because it's like, split in two. It's very much, again, you want to go with rule of thirds, not half. Half breaks up a design in a weird and awkward way. Unless you're doing it diagonally. Do it diagonally. Diagonally always works.
And I think this other one, the bottom left Japanese, I think, I don't want to say fails, but kind of, because it looks... It looks more like 001.
It looks like a W. W-T.
They're trying to do 007, but it's so squeezed together. It looks like a 001.
And then there's his floating head. And the gun that he's holding, oddly, is pointing not the right direction. What? Look at his fingers. Okay. Oh, I see. Okay, so they cut out most of his hand, so it looks like he's holding it between two fingers and only two fingers, and that's a very odd. Okay,
odd poster.
I'm very disappointed. This whole series of Japanese posters have been no good.
Yeah. Last time on the Dr. No one, it was great.
Swedish. I recall the Swedish one was a little ghostly, and I think it gave Boris Karloff. This looks very, very Jamaican. That was
the Dutch, wasn't it?
No, it might have been the Dutch.
I was going to agree on page 46, the Swedish insert. Look, very Jamaican.
Yeah.
Even though this movie does not take place in Jamaica.
It would have just been also helpful to actually have color. If you're going to play, if you're going to have color on your poster, might as well not do a, like, they just took the British poster and they just cropped it.
Oh, I see that.
That's all they did. And then maybe they moved the whole, like, Istanbul thing on the bottom, but they just cropped it. Not cool. I don't like it. French inserts. XOXO Russia. Yeah, they're all right. I like the yellow one.
Oh yeah, that one's cool.
But then I don't like that the first letter of lisez, écoutez, courez are like the big headline words there. I don't like that the first letter is white, because then it just creates a word, like L-E-C, and lek, like that doesn't mean anything, you know?
What do these words mean?
Read his new adventures, écoutez la bande originale du film, listen to the soundtrack of the film, courez voir le film, run to see the film.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so, it'd be like if, like, read, the R was white. And then listen, the L was white, and then run, so it'd be like, you know, like that. Just, I don't know, RLR. It's cool, but it's not great. Yeah, I like that they use the iconic.
Yeah, that pose one is great.
Yeah.
What's next?
Oh wait, I want to skip ahead to this. Wait, what is this one? The Indian one sheet.
On page 49.
Yeah, they just completely changed his face. It kind of looks, you know what? It looks like if Saul Bass partnered up with, what's her name? She does, like, the paintings of, like, Oh, Frida Kahlo. There you go. Mm. It's a little chip choppy, and it's not good.
I just find it so, like, I don't recall this woman being in this movie, or
this
person.
I think that's Tatiana, but they gave her a new outfit. They said, we don't like that.
And a new hairdo, and a new face.
New face, everything. Well, Sean Connery doesn't look like Sean Connery. Now, granted, a lot of these posters are translated to appeal to the audience that will see it. So I don't know what the beauty standards were. I don't know what, you know, was more captivating for them. I don't know what censorship things they were allowed to have or not. Well, like what censorship laws they had, or, you know, the what was it called when you had to be the decency clauses and whatever of the time. So I don't know.
Censorship laws.
Yeah. So I don't really know what they were allowed to do and not allowed to do. But at the same time, you can still make something good. And this is not good. It says it's the Indian one sheet, but it says Viva James Bond.
We have seen a time or two that this book does misprint things and say stuff that isn't there.
I just wish it would say, like, oh, here's why it says Viva James Bond. Because then under the description it says Viva James Bond. Now, if they're just having a good time, that's great. But that's a very odd choice.
Interesting.
Cool. From 007 with love. Oh, they just completely changed it. It's not from Russia with love for this one. It's from 007 with love. Again, can they please give us context for this? Because the description gives us nothing. Anyways, the Mexican lobby card. Very cool. Very vintage. I have no notes. I think it's great. They took the UK poster and just made it better. In my opinion. The Greek lobby card.
Out of context, this Mexican lobby card, there is the boat chase scene, but it just kind of looks like people riding in a boat.
Yeah, it does. Looks like
if you're going to use any action scene, still image. There's one we've seen a few times where it's James Bond jumping from a helicopter, or not from a helicopter, out of the way of a helicopter. Yeah. I would have put that there.
But yeah, I agree.
What else is next?
The Greek one is good. The Indian one is very odd.
To use this 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, but again, I feel like they had the same thought as me. They were like, this is bad. Like, let me make it good.
Yeah, let's reorganize it.
Yeah. The West German.
There you go.
Very fun. Organized. Rule of threes. Good. All right. Danish. And he's Boris Karloff again. Or Dracul or something.
Peter Cushing as James Bond.
Golly, who's Peter Cushing?
He's in the Christopher Lee Dracula movies.
Look at that scary man. And he has a mouth as wide as Pierce Brosnan in the Golden Eye. what a bad... Yeah. Ooh,
on page 15.
Scary.
Yeah.
They're like, look how hot he is. Look how pale and sunken eyes. I love sunken eyes.
Like the concept of it, though. Mm-hmm. Like the... what do you call this? Like that white...
Overlay.
White overlays of some of the imagery.
Yeah. Again, I feel like this is a... could have gone through two more rounds of revisions. Mm-hmm. And then... nice. Golly, just his faces. Ghostly. West German one sheet, rule of thirds, very fun, very, very good. For real, like perfectly. Wow, look how organized that is. Cannot read that light blue text. Listen, if you're going to use light blue text, don't. If you're like, I'm going to put light blue text, nope, stop. Don't do it. Can't read it. You just can't read it.
Even on top of the black, it is a little hard to read at first.
Yeah. And then they wanted to put the gun, the 007 gun. Mm. But they made it, like, because I'm sure it disappeared, because it's light blue text over black text, over black background. They made it, like, little lines to make it, like, oh, look, you can still read the 007. And it's like, no, you can't. It looks, well, you can, I mean, but it just looks like a stain or something. I don't know. Cool. Yeah, it's fine.
And that's it.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to do a... rush through this. I got really, really heated with the other one. Well, August, tell me, which one's your favorite one?
I have two.
Go ahead.
My favorite two are the... what country was it? The Spanish one sheet. Mm-hmm. I think we agreed it's the best overall.
Yep.
Conceptually.
Yep. communicates a message.
Yeah. I can't think of the word, but yes, I think that one's the best execution. Did I say that word? Executed the best. But this one, the U.S. half sheet on page 36, 37. I think conceptually, this one's my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
It's also, I don't know, I love of its time. The blast him, seduce him, bomb him, strangle him. Like, we don't get stuff like this anymore.
Certainly not.
And I wish, I don't want to say I wish we did. It'd be like, if they started doing stuff like this with movies now, it'd be like, oh, this is so like, new and fresh.
I feel like they were leaning into a very, very like Hitchcock style there.
Well, you know, North by Northwest was a very big movie at the time.
Okay, that makes
sense. And this movie in particular, From Russia with Love, does get accused of definitely being the most Hitchcockian of the Bond films. And in the finale, you know, Bond being attacked by that helicopter, very similar to North by Northwest with a crop dusting plane.
Called it. All right. Well, that makes sense. It is an immediate response to the trends at the time, but that is what James Bond does. And that is what, you know, that's marketing, baby. Yeah, I think that's really cool. Thank you for trusting me with the tasks of dissecting these posters that so many people love and praise and appreciate, and I am just shitting on them.
You're not necessarily. I mean, you're just giving your opinion, man. I mean, and that's just the thing. Like, everyone's entitled to their opinion. You're not necessarily saying, like, you are saying this is bad, but it's more like, with the tools of design, these could be better.
Yeah.
And it's just your taste. You said this in the past one. It's not like you're not gospel, right? Yeah. This is just your opinion.
I'm drinking a seltzer on the floor right now. Like, I'm not one to if I offended anyone, if I attacked anyone's taste, if you're like, but I love the Dutch poster, he reminds me of my dead grandfather as he is now. I that's great. That's terrific. I'm very happy about that for you. Mm-hmm. But I don't like it. And that's it. That's all there is to it. And like, I feel like, you know what? One thing that is very validating is because I was talking about how horrendous the layout was
of that
for the, of that first one, the UK one sheet.
Quad sheet. Yeah.
Quad sheet, my bad. And then realizing that the next like couple countries, when they took the poster and they just made it better, makes me like, haha, so I was right. It was not a good layout.
They took what was in that quad sheet and just reorganized
it. Yeah, it's perfect.
And elevated it, enhanced it.
Oh, excuse me. Yeah, it's, but I, overall, here's the thing. Could I do better? If you gave me time, maybe, probably not though. From scratch, definitely not. Not even a little bit. You know what? Overall answer, could I do better? The answer is no. So here we are. We've got ourselves two very solid posters. The U.S. What is this? The quad sheet? One sheet? Half sheet. Sorry. U.S. half sheet and the Spanish poster. I adore that one. It's so good. It's just perfect. I like that they put the little skulls. I hope they keep doing that because it was in the last one too.
I know you didn't like them in the last one, but now they're growing on you.
I didn't because it, like, I don't. Yeah, I guess. Well, now that there's a theme, you know, now I'm understanding, like, if there's action, they throw skulls in there. I'm like, okay, well, now that makes sense. The context is there. I think the Indian one is the funniest one because it just looks like a Monty Python comedy.
What is he holding? We didn't even talk about that.
What is he holding? Oh, target.
Yeah,
it's a target. He didn't even hit the center.
Yeah.
He's showing how he was off center. It was fine grouping, but like, wait, what? That doesn't make any sense.
At first glance, it just looks like he's holding like a vinyl album.
Yeah, cover. Or like box of chocolates, you know.
Yeah.
That is so odd. Wow, that's a fun one. All right.
I'll tell you what, this is what I enjoy going through this book with you, because I've said this before. I have had this book for years and years, but I've never really like sat down and flipped through the pages and looked at it. I've not definitely flipped through the pages, right, and looked at them. But sitting down, breaking it down, my tastes, your tastes, mm-hmm. I'm really enjoying going through this book, so I'm looking forward to continuing the series.
I will say, too, just to make it about me one more time, in the original UK poster, the quad, when I was reading the description, and I was like, oh, Bianchi's legs framed the blah, 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 blah. They're writing this like I write about my portfolio. I'm like, here's why it works, guys. Here's what works about this. And here's why it's good. Do you see the visual hierarchy? And it's like, fine, maybe okay. I am selling myself short, guys, but I'm just going to keep doing that. And that's okay. Yeah, it's this cracks me up because they're like, look how good it is. It's good because of this. And then they don't tell you why the rest is good because some of them aren't good. And that's okay. Some hey, guys, if you're an artist out there and you see an artist get paid for their work and you're like, why did they get paid for their work? That sucks. My work is better. Remember, your work is better. They're just better at networking. Just remember that. That's it.
That's a good piece of advice.
Yeah.
But yes, I am enjoying going through the series with you. We've done Dr. No. We've done From Russia with Love. Hey, what's next?
Could it be Goldfinger?
It is.
Oh, I mean, did I accidentally flip through the book a little too far and notice the title?
I think you knew Goldfinger is the third James Bond
Goldfinger.
Movie.
Goldfinger.
But that'll be another time.
Yeah, another place.
Maybe.
Well, for them, maybe they won't be in the car. You can start driving now. Have safe travels. Enjoy. En joyeux.